Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
Warning, 30 Screams or Less may contain spoilers about movies that have recently been released. If you haven't seen the movie, go watch it, come back, and enjoy the show. Or, if you don't want to waste your time watching the movie and rather have two random horror dudes watch it for you, we got you covered as well. Welcome everyone to 30 Screams or Less, a horror movie podcast where we review horror movies in 30 minutes or less. Today's movie we're going to be reviewing is called Cannibal Mukbang. It's written and directed by Amy Coog, starring April Consalo as Ash. Funny tidbit, she's actually going to be in the new Crystal Lake series.
Oh, did not know that.
Me neither, until I just looked it up and I added her name in our notes here. Nate Wise as Mark and Clay Von Kolowitz as Maverick. The plot of the movie is shy and lonely Mark falls for Ash, a mysterious woman with a strange online obsession, mukbang videos. But the deeper Mark gets pulled into her world, the more he realizes this isn't just about eating food on camera. Ash has a much darker appetite, and their twisted romance quickly spirals into blood, obsession, revenge, and unfortunately for people, dinner.
But first, Corey, true horror story. Looked in the mirror this morning, my beard, an absolute nightmare. Dry, wild, looked like it clawed its way out of a crypt.
That's terrifying, man. Did you hit it with that beard octane?
Oh yeah. Beard wash, conditioner, beard oil brought it back from the dead.
Fellas, don't let your beard turn into a creature feature. Keep it alive and kicking with Beard Octane.
And right now, hit beardoctane.com, use code 30screams10, get 10% off. Save some cash and save your beard from becoming a horror show.
Bad beard day? We've had plenty. Beard Octane's the fix. We swear by it.
Attention, New Hampshire. The 18th annual Live Free or Die Tattoo Expo is back. July 24th through the 26th. Get a three-day weekend pass right now for only $20. Sponsored by Spider Bite, Tattoo Angus, Manchester Adult Lifestyles, Stiletto Piercing Supplies, Miss Pillsbury's Aftercare, and Super Wrench Car Care. And fueled by Jim Beam, Chica Chita Tequila, Jägermeister, Deep Eddy Vodka, Terramana, and Fireball. Tickets at livefreeordietattoo.com.
30 Screams or Less starts now. Corey, what did you think of Cannibal Mukbang?
Steve, I'm honestly surprised that this isn't talked about more. It nails the atmosphere, the tension, and leaves you thinking about it long after the credits roll. Also, I can't believe I'm saying this, but horror has a serious shortage of quality cannibalism movies. FBI, if you're reading this, I promise I'm talking about a movie.
Don't worry, FBI. I assure you, we're not that crazy. But I mean, we saw a pretty good cannibal movie not too long ago, the Cannibal Comedian, right? Yeah, I mean, I thought that was pretty decent.
Yeah, it was good, but like, that's what I'm saying. They're few and far between.
They are few and far between. How many movies can you have about cannibals where it's not like backwoods shit or something stupid? It's always like your fucking Wrong Turns or Texas Chainsaw Massacre or something like that. It's always like the same backwoods hillbilly type shit. And this is definitely not that. This is some like crazy love story cannibal movie type shit. And man, when I saw you put down that fucking headline, I was like, oh no, am I about to get fucking ASMR of just cannibal shit? Oh God, not for me. I hate the ASMR stuff. I can't do it. Drives me crazy. But yeah, I had a different experience watching this movie. I thought it was great. I had a good time. It felt very unique. A love movie that revolves around cannibalism, basically.
Yeah, and I love that they really made no... Because obviously the movie's called Cannibal Mukbang. We know what the plot is, but the shit hits the fan like immediately, right? Oh, yeah. Ash is suspicious the second we meet her. The second,
dude, she is a walking red flag.
Yeah, literally.
I know those
the
girls.
Red hair.
No thanks.
The red flag.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
It's the second she meets Mark. They're eating tacos.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, Ash is feeding him human meat, isn't she?
Oh, yeah, she is.
And then the very next scene, Mark's about to shit his pants and puke everywhere. And then certainly, because you hear they do that thing where you can hear the grumbling. And I'm like, oh, yeah, human meat.
Yeah, what do they call it? The hot snakes or the bubble gut?
Bubble gut, yes, but I've never heard hot snakes.
Hot snakes is this hot fucking, like, lengthy diarrhea. Hey, I got it from Chris, what's his name from Guardians of the Galaxy?
Hemsworth?
No, not Hemsworth. Oh, what? Yeah, that's
Pratt?
A good guess, actually. Yes. I got it from Chris Pratt. It was in like an outtake for Community. No, not Community. Parks and Rec.
It's too bad Chris
Pratt. It was an outtake for Parks and Rec.
It's too bad Chris Pratt's a piece of shit.
Yeah, because he's like always like cheating on his girlfriend or something.
Always doing, yeah, doing bad things.
Really? Yeah. I mean, I hear stories, but I just don't know specifically what it entails. I just know that one thing where like he kind of went with a different girl.
Wasn't he married to Anna Faris?
Yes.
And he cheated on her,
dating,
right?
Yeah, with, I want to say, Emma Roberts.
Chris Pratt.
Yeah, I believe so.
I don't know.
Let's see. No, maybe I'm wrong.
Did you just make that up?
I am just making that up. I am just full of shit.
And the hot snakes?
I don't know, man. Hot snakes. So, I don't know. I got that from Chris Pratt, and I thought it was hilarious. So he's starting to get like fucking bubble gut from eating these tacos, which right away, we already know that it's fucking human meat in these things. But he doesn't know that. He just met this girl who knocked him out via hitting him with a car at like fucking 3 a.m. Dude's at like the convenience store just getting some chips. And that should have been your telltale sign right there. A single, good-looking girl by herself, 3 a.m, nothing good happens after 2 a.m., and she's trying to strike up a conversation with him. And then she hits him with his car, accidentally. And it's like their meet-cute story, I guess.
Meet-cute.
She brings him back to her. Yeah.
See what you did there?
Yeah, you see what I did? Oh, okay, I like that. Meet-cute.
Meet-cute.
Yeah, that's good. Their little meet cute story where she brings him back to his house and nurses him back to health because he's fucking knocked out. And when she wakes up and she's like, you might be hungry and all that, she gives him these random fucking tacos and he's eating. He's like, these are the best tacos I've ever had in my life. And she's like, secret family recipe type deal. And we know it's in the name of the movie, Cannibal Mukbang. But that's her thing, is mukbanging, which is by far, I know, it's one of the fucking weirdest jobs I've ever seen in my life.
No, but the fact that they call it mukbanging.
Yeah, why do they call it mukbanging?
I hate it.
Yeah, I don't like it. I hate the sound. Because, like, the mukbangers, it's like, it's here.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you're just watching them fucking slurping. I fucking hate it.
I hate
the sounds.
The ASMR stuff. I fucking hate that shit, too. Just, like, I don't understand what people... And it's so popular.
It is,
There
man.
Are literally Twitch... There's a Twitch category for ASMR.
Yeah, it's fucking awful. Okay, let me ask you this. When you are listening to ASMR stuff, which, I mean, you're not going out of your way to listen to it, but when you do and you just come across it, do you get a weird fucking pain down your spine listening to it?
I can't say that I get pain more than rage.
Rage? Okay.
I get
so
rage.
So for me, it's weird. I'll listen to it, and I'm like, oh, what the fuck? There's like a pain that goes down my spine. And I don't know because it's like, it feels so close to my ears that I feel like someone's there. It's fucking weird, man. And I've read up on it. I'm not the only one. Apparently, it happens to other people. But yeah, it's like not a fucking stabbing pain, but it just feels like a scrape down your back deal.
Pain
like
in the spine. Fuck. That's a thing.
Yeah, it's a thing.
It sounds like you need an exorcism.
Yeah, that's true. No, I mean, like, ASMR, ready? Pain down spine. Oh, yeah, it's coming up in fucking Google search. Yeah, an ASMR tingle down the spine is typically a pleasant, relaxing sensation. Not for me. However, if it feels like pain or uncomfortable, grating electric jolt, it may be a sensory overreaction, a form of misophonia, or a neurological response triggered by specific sounds. Yeah. So apparently I have misophonia I don't know.
Do you get that same pain down your spine when I bombard you with Instagram reels of people getting their toenails peeled off?
No, I just hate it. I just don't like
that. Or someone getting a needle in the eye.
Oh, man, I hate it. No, I think it's just like the sensory overload, just a little pain down the spine. Fucking weird. It is so weird. And you know what? I bet I'll make a clip of this, throw it up on social media, and people are going to be like, me too. I thought I was the only one.
This is the clip.
It's going to be the clip. It has to be the clip. So, it's fucking
ASMR
weird.
ASMR spine pain.
Yeah, that's
it. Can we get some doctors to comment on this, please? Is that a thing?
And you know what? Doctors be like, that isn't like a medical thing, blah, blah, blah. And hey, you never know. People be like, wow, a horror movie podcast told us about a friggin' medical condition that I never knew I had. And I don't know.
If they've been listening to those podcasts for the last 3 years or however long we've been doing this, they've learned a lot.
Yeah. They've learned some crazy, outlandish shit.
Yep.
And this is one of those. So yeah, I'm a rare breed, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I am. So yeah, let's get back into it. I love the campy feel behind this movie.
Yeah.
Even like the way it looks, the way it's shot, and like the quality of it. It doesn't have that crisp, clear quality. It's very dirty, very reminiscent of the days of VHS.
So I feel like this has been coming up a lot with us the past few weeks. We've talked about this several times, and there was a scene in this movie. I'm skipping way ahead.
We're already
fucking halfway done this episode anyways. But that scene at the end when we're getting the flash, or towards the end, we're getting the flashbacks to when how her sister died.
Yeah.
You've got that grittiness, that like, it's just like 1978 or whatever year Texas Chainsaw Massacre came out. Again, making reference to that. It reminded me of that.
Yeah, it had that real grainy, almost film type look. I didn't even like stick around to watch the movie and see what they were using for film at the end, because some movies are doing, well, actually, I don't know if it's a requirement, but movies do that, and I just half the time don't stick around past the credits, because most of the time, these kind of movies, not really going to expect an end scene type credit, or post-credit, whatever. So I didn't even think about watching it. I probably should have gone back and see if there was any post-credits, because I've got questions of where this movie's going to even go next, which probably nowhere. But yeah, I love the look behind this movie. I thought it was really cool. Like the scene, for instance, where he's... And first of all, Mark is really fucked up, and I might question if he's just as fucked up as she is, because he has these sex dreams where he's basically just cutting off pieces of himself, calling her master, and just ripping into her and like feeling around, and she's like moaning and stuff, and it's like fucking ridiculous shit.
Yeah, like, and so there's that scene right in the beginning of the movie where I thought he was hallucinating. This was right after he ate those tacos, but we see him literally saw his nose off.
Yes, that's the scene we're talking about.
Okay.
And yeah, it's like that cloudy type scene where he's wearing almost a toga. I think he's wearing a toga, actually. He's wearing like a toga, and she's sitting at like a on a chair, and he cuts his nose off for her. And I was like, this is some fucked up dreams, man. Jeez.
It's that gray meat that did it.
Yeah, it's that gray meat. You can't fuck around with that stuff. You got to cook that. Yeah, you know what? And I'm going to touch base on that, too. So yeah, he cuts his nose off in this scene, and it, like that scene there reminded me of that old school 80s campy type film look to it, and I definitely need to go back and see what it was shot on, because I don't think this was shot on digital, and if it was, they did pretty well at like, you know, changing the quality of it, but I like that a lot of directors are starting to just do that. It's a lost art. We talked about it last week. I was saying it's a lost art, and it's harder to do than digital. So I think it's really cool that a lot of directors or filmographers are adopting those filming techniques.
Do you remember the scene in The Greasy Strangler?
Oh, yeah.
Where he was digging around in the guy's nose cavity and eating it?
Oh, no. Maybe I fucking blocked it out.
Yeah, the pig guy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, that's right. And he's just like digging around in there.
And then he starts eating it.
I remember now. I fucking closed my eyes during that scene. But, because I couldn't watch it. It was too fucking gross. Like, come on. You're just digging around in someone's nose and just eating? Come on. Let's be fucking realistic. I mean, that alone right there is horror to me because it's something I definitely don't want to see, and it's just going to give me fucking nightmares. Yeah. About. So I had to close my eyes and refuse to watch that scene. I only remember certain parts of that movie because I'm like, this is fucking ridiculous. I know it's like one of your favorites.
Oh, yeah. I love that movie.
I don't know. It didn't really do it for me. I thought it was fine. But hey, whatever. To each their own. Our scores can't match identically every time. And this is another one of them. But you talk about gray meat, by the way. Why is it that, like, a lot of cannibal movies, they're not even fucking cooking the meat. They're just eating it, like, raw. Some, like, cannibal sushi shit.
Yeah, why not?
I mean, why not? I don't know.
Dude, I watch a bunch of people on, like, social media that live only raw diet.
Raw diet?
Yeah. Ugh, like, as long as it's, like, grass-fed, not, you know, no chemicals and all that shit, there's a lot of people, organic people live with a raw diet. I still don't understand how it doesn't make you sick, but...
Yeah, I don't understand how it doesn't make you sick either. I mean, chicken, I hear, is, like, full of E. coli.
Ceviche. Chicken ceviche.
So what's ceviche?
You never heard of ceviche?
No.
So it's, like, where you...
Is that, like, an EDM guy?
Yeah. Yeah, he's, what's his name? Diplo and ceviche. They're the same person.
Same person. Okay.
No, ceviche is like where you take like raw shrimp and you put like, I make it. So raw shrimp, like jalapeno, cilantro, whatever veggies you want to put in it. And you put it all in a bowl, again, raw. And you put in like a citrus. So you do like, I like lime or oranges or whatever. The acids from the citrus cook the shrimp. I don't know how it works.
I don't either.
But anyways, I follow someone who does it with chicken.
That's fucking gross.
Obviously, it doesn't do the same stuff with chicken. It is not cooking it.
No. I saw some fucking influencer on, I think it might have been TikTok, and I just watched her straight up eat a raw chicken breast. I was like, that's fucking disgusting. Because that is asking for trouble right there. And, you know there's people out there that just eat meat raw, and it's fucking insane. I mean, I know blue is, like, one thing where, like, you get steak and you hover it basically over the fire for a second and hope that it's, like, okay.
You know that's how I do it.
I know that's how you do it. Some people eat it like that, and that's not something you're going to eat at fucking Chili's. You get that. That's for sure.
You get the, like, when you get a burger, you get that shit cooked rare, and then you get the blood that flavors the bun.
Everything? Yeah, protein. It's all the fucking protein coming out.
I don't know. It tastes way better.
Yeah. I do like my burgers medium rare. That way I know they're cooked, but I still get that protein just leaking out. So, yeah.
Ugh, I don't know. It's fucking, I hate how you said that.
Leaking out.
You get
out.
The protein leaking out.
It's what it's doing. It's fucking weird. Yeah, this episode is basically just going to be us talking about food the whole time, I guess.
Well, I mean, it is in line with the movie.
Yeah, it's on par. It's on brand. So, yeah, she's a cannibal, and that's what she's doing. Like, here's my question, though. And, like, the scene where she's just mukbanging spaghetti and meatballs, I'm wondering if those were, like, human meatballs, right?
Oh, 100%.
I mean, it had to have been. We saw a scene where...
They grind up meat.
Yeah, they were grinding up meat. And, you know, he found that way too easy. Like, found her online, like, just mukbanging way too easy. You would think if you were a cannibal mukbanger that you maybe are on some sketchy sites, some dark web stuff.
But the people watching her don't know she's eating people.
No, she probably could have made better money if she was on dark web, getting that Bitcoin and stuff. I don't know.
It's true. She's eating a hand today.
Yeah. If she's just straight up eating a hand on the dark web, she'll probably get $50,000 a minute.
Eat the bones like Sam.
Well, oh my God, Sam is the chicken wing master.
I know. I've seen it. That man eats the bones. I don't know how Sam, he hasn't perforated one of his fucking organs.
I don't know, man. Sam is my ex-drummer, by the way. And this guy, when people say like, oh, the bone is clean. No, it's not. To him, it's not. Not until he's like in there.
It's not clean until the bone is gone.
Yeah, until, like, he is basically eating the marrow from inside the bone, and it's the craziest shit, because he's just fucking ripping everything off, and I find it hilarious, and when I see people eating, and there's still a little bit of meat at the top, I'm like, oh, no, if Sam was here, he would just tear that shit off, like you wouldn't believe.
Yep, he would.
But Sam's a funny one.
I've never seen anyone eat like that guy, either.
No, he's a fucking, he's an animal.
Yeah.
I remember we used to have all sorts of cool, like, eating things. I remember one time him and I were making chicken wings in his driveway. We were just deep frying them.
Well, yeah, it's like his family's from Cambodia. He is too.
Yeah.
And I mean, they have all kinds of interesting foods. And he was always send me pictures of the foods they were making because they have like feasts every night.
Every night.
Yeah.
It's like we would just be practicing like in the basement or something. I go upstairs and it's like this fucking full-fledged party meal, family style meal. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, that's some stuff I won't eat. Like Sean ate it. Sean ate, I think they had crickets.
There were crickets. One time his family made when I was there.
Yeah, they made crickets, and I don't know what they were, like, how they were prepared or anything. It's not like they're just going to the store getting a bunch of fucking live crickets and throwing them in the bowl. They were all dead, but I don't know how they were prepared or anything. It's fucking crazy, some of the food that people eat, that we're just not used to that. You know, just being from America compared to what people maybe eat in Cambodia. It's wild. I didn't partake in the crickets. Sean did. Sean's a little bit more adventurous.
They were
than
good. I've had crickets in like nacho cheese, like
what?
No, like the Doritos. Nacho cheese, you know, that powder?
Yes. I know where that. Oh my God. But what crickets. The fuck? Where were you eating this?
I forget where I got that. It was might have been Mexico, honestly. So
Mexico.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. All right, I didn't know that you ate bugs too. So
why not? That's, I try everything.
Why
once
not?
Fuck.
Yeah, fuck it. Whatever. So let me see where I want to go from here.
Oh yeah, we're talking about a movie.
Yeah, we're talking about a movie. We're reviewing a movie.
You know what I really liked? How she kept calling Mark brain damage.
Yeah, well, because he had that plate in
his hand. Well, he had that plate in his hand, and every time she said it, I don't know if you ever watched like CZW back in the day, but there's a wrestler named Brain Damage. He's a deathmatch guy.
Oh, didn't know that.
It was just a cool. I mean, completely unrelated, but. He was like one of the guys that got me into that type of wrestling back in the, you know, early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
Also, yeah, the wound that he had on his head was fucking gross.
Yeah, you see like the metal there, like Chop Shop from Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2.
Yeah.
And is that really what it's like, though? Like,
no.
People that have like, no.
I feel like it's like the skin goes over it. They like graft skin over it after they, you know, after they right. put the plate in.
Yeah, they're not just leaving the metal skull open to the world or anything like that. But yeah, I don't know. If anyone has a metal plate in their head and they want to answer this question, feel free to elaborate because, you know, we've seen it in two horror movies. And I'm wondering if that was an homage to Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2 with like the plate exposed and stuff. Could be. I mean, you know, cannibals, you know, think a lot alike, I guess. But who knows? But there was one scene, Corey, that had me triggered, by the way. When I saw him on the phone with a customer, I'm like, no, I know this fucking whole spiel. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, but you live it every day.
I live it every day. So I'm just watching this guy get fucking ripped up by this customer. And at this point, he's already eaten, like, mistakenly eaten human. So
this is right before he got sick, right?
Yeah, and he's like on the phone with this customer, and he's not feeling well, and he ends up throwing up. And the customer's like, are you throwing up while I'm on the phone with you? No wonder why your food is shit at that company type deal. I think he works for one of those like food delivery type services, like your Blue Apron or Factor 75 or whatever, that type of stuff. But yeah, he was already starting to feel the urge. Apparently, that's a thing, Corey, where if you eat human, that just start getting the urge and you have to eat it moving forward.
That's kind of what I was gathering from this, because he ate it once, you know, unknowingly, yeah. And then he couldn't stop.
What is it, like heroin?
Yeah, human
meat.
You
know, you just eat it once, you're like, fuck, I'm addicted. It's the only thing I can eat now. I can't go to McDonald's and get a cheeseburger. I have to fucking eat an actual foot or something.
It's not a lot of meat on a foot, though, right?
No, there isn't. It's like cartilage and skin and bone. And maybe like, and flesh, obviously, but not a lot of fat. Maybe eating ass. I don't know. Butt cheeks. Well, that's all fat.
Wow. You
just went for it.
It's like eating ass. I mean, butt cheeks.
It's like eating ass. It's fucking weird.
Ass salad.
Shit. Gross. Ass salad, my God.
Oh, let's get that one trending. Hashtag ass salad.
Oh, God. Ass salad? I mean, this is solid. Like, this salad tossing. But now we're just calling it ass salad. All right. I see it here, Corey. A t-shirt with just an ass on it. And, like, croutons and lettuce and shit. Ass salad. 30 screams or less.
We got to do that one. We got to do a no thank you shirt.
No thank you. We got to do a drink, like a beans shirt.
Yep.
Like a drink your beans type shirt. We haven't said that in a while. That's at the end of the podcast. All right. So an ass salad shirt. Okay. It's coming. that's like a double entendre. Is that the word I want to use? Yeah, maybe. So Ash's backstory, we can go into this a little bit. We're fucking running low on time already because we've been talking about food and
ass salad.
Ass salad, apparently. So Ash's backstory is pretty fucked up. And how she becomes a cannibal is because her and her sister were basically living in the woods together. Like, they never really had parents. And they run into this guy, and he kidnaps them, throws them in a cage, takes Ash's sister out. What was her name again? Amy?
Was it Jessica?
No, it started with an A.
Allie.
Okay. So,
holy shit. That is actually her real life sister.
Oh, no shit. I didn't realize that.
Because they have the same last name. So April Gonzalo, and then Allie is Autumn Gonzalo.
Why did that fucking fly under the radar for me? Holy shit.
Wow.
Okay. Look at that. You're right. Wow. Okay. Sisters. That's actually pretty cool.
Do you look? You scroll to the bottom and look at the cast? Scroll to the very bottom.
On IMDb?
Yeah.
Very, very bottom?
Elena Potter.
What am I looking at? Elena Potter? Why am I looking at her?
Look what she plays.
Elena. Very, very bottom? No. You're talking about like in the fucking top cast section?
Mm-hmm.
Or all cast?
Just look for Elena Potter.
What? Ejaculantin girl 2?
What the fuck?
What? Okay, so let's think about this for a second. Ejaculantin girl 2. That's what you can put on your resume. You're like, I was in a movie once. I was Ejaculantin Girl 2.
She's not even... So it says it's uncredited?
Yeah, it says uncredited. So how is... she's credited here, but interesting. I don't know what scene that's from. Maybe it was like a movie on TV, but I missed it. Okay, so yeah. Allie gets taken out of the cage by this kidnapper, and we assume that she's... You know, we know she's murdered, amongst other things. But he hands Ash a bowl of meat, which obviously means or entails that, yes, I cooked your sister, and now you're going to eat her. And as this guy pulls down his pants to try to get Ash to do things,
just
bites it off and kills him and starts eating him for however long. So, and that's how she got the urge to become a cannibal, is by eating this guy. And she had like a Dexter complex or like code, if you will.
Yep. As soon as she said that, I only kill the bad people, I was like, she is literally Dexter.
Yeah, she's Dexter. That's what it was. So she's just eating bad people, or like she would browse the internet and look at the fucking message boards and things like that and find people who do these fucking nasty things, and she would lure them in via a date or something and kill them and eat them. And that's what she did. And she found that out. Well, Mark found that out the hard way, not because like it happened to him or anything, but because they were at a vegan restaurant. So they're at a vegan restaurant. Obviously, Ash is like, nope, not for me.
She's not happy about it. Vegan restaurant.
Yeah, let's go on a date to a vegan restaurant because Maverick, his brother, said it's a good place to bring a girl for dinner. More to come with Maverick. Maverick, by the way, actually, you know what? Real quick. Maverick is like a mix between Patrick Bateman and Derek from Step Brothers 2.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's kind of like that asshole in the movie. Means well. He's definitely a dick. So Mark and Ash are on a date, and she's agitated the whole time because she's clearly hangry. She wants human meat, but he doesn't know that yet. And she's like, you need to go. You can't be seen with me here. So he leaves. This freaking guy in a, you know, a silk shirt walks up and it's like, you know, starts freaking throwing his arm around her and talking to her and stuff. And then turns out she was luring that guy somewhere secluded so that way she could kill him and start eating him. Now, this guy was trying to pull some shit, trying to, like, sexually assault her, and she breaks his arm, bites his neck, and then you see Mark just kind of laying in the grass not too far from them.
I actually thought this scene was hilarious because, number one, she snaps this guy's arm like she's fucking Superwoman.
Yeah.
And number two, Mark is laying right there and no one notices.
Yeah. He's just laying there, looks over, and he's just like, oh, shit, Ash, what are you doing? That type thing. And she's like, I told you you had to, like, you couldn't be there. This is what I do. And, you know, she coaxed him into bringing the body back to her house. And then she was detailing everything, like, oh, yeah, the food that I make is all bad people, unveiling the code to him and just being completely open. And he's like, am I going to be next on the menu? And she's like, no, you're not a bad guy. So he was safe. But then he realized, oh, shit, the food that I ate the other night, those tacos, that was human meat. Now he's freaking out. He's like, you know what? I should get going. She's like, okay, I'll see you later. Like, nothing happened. Like, it was like she just killed a bug or something. But obviously that fucked him up, and now he has the urge to eat human meat, and it just spirals after that.
I love that this scene, though, because this kind of sets it all into motion where they literally became a tag team.
Yeah, they ended up being a tag team, and there was a whole montage that happened where they were killing people together and, like, eating them and licking blood off of weapons. And
yeah, you've got the scene right after them where they're not hesitating at all because she's cutting up a body. They're showing everything. They're showing her pull out the organs. And yep. Then the very next scene, Mark and Ash are sitting there eating a human charcuterie board with a skull in the middle of it.
Yep. Which was the guy that she killed that Mark saw for the first time. So, yeah, they were just eating this human charcuterie board. It was fucking ridiculous. And, yeah, Mark dove in and, you know, basically they were boyfriend and girlfriend. He was dressed in all goth and everything. And, yeah, they were just, like, they were almost like a perfect couple in a way. Like, they were both really fucked up.
Oh, yeah. So, perfect couple is a good way to put it. Hey, did you notice the blanket that Mark had hanging on the wall in his apartment?
Yeah, it was King fucking Diamond.
It was so sick.
It was pretty sick. Yeah, so I don't know how much we want to talk about from then on, but, like, we can kind of jump more towards the end.
Mm-hmm.
And I do want to talk about this, though. Let's talk about the brother.
Fuck that guy. Maverick. I hated him the second we met him.
Well, he's a douche. He's meant to be a douche. He's like a fucking Wall Street guy who is always saying to his brother that, you know, he's going on dates.
And he's married.
Turns out he's married. Yeah, and he's married and has kids. He's a real douche. Like, picture, like I said, stepbrothers Derek and Patrick Bateman. A mix of the two. Just, like, the mannerisms, the douchiness, all that. So that's probably where he got all that from. Now, it turns out his little dates are him killing girls. He's a fucking serial killer. And Mark didn't know that. And, like, Ash lured him in. And Mark was just waiting in the dark to take this guy out that she was going on a date with, and turns out it's Maverick. And Maverick was like a good brother to Mark. He was, like, you know, really weird and sexual, like, talking about things, but he was like a good brother, always checking on him, always texting him, bringing him, like, having him come over for dinner and all that stuff. So doing a brother, like, things that a brother should do. So yeah, the plot twist, you see Maverick walk in. And she starts, like, well, actually, he starts beating her. Like, he hits her with a fucking bottle, and he's, like, subduing her, and he's trying to, like, sexually assault her. And then Mark comes in. He's like, Maverick, what are you doing? Turns out that's the plot twist. He's a bad guy. Well, a real bad guy. He's a fucking serial killer, I guess. And Ash found that out. And that was going to be another one of their meals. But Mark couldn't do it. I mean, that's his brother. And I mean, we're basically at the end of this movie. What happens is, you know, they tie him up. Mark has his whole crisis trying to figure out if he should kill his own brother to appease his girlfriend or let him go and then probably lose Ash. So he was, like, torn with all that shit. He lets his brother go, cuts the saran wrap, kind of like Dexter. He was, like, tied up almost like Dexter's victims in the kill room type deal. It almost looked like the same deal with, like, the plastic wrap and everything and, like, the shit on the walls just to make sure that blood isn't getting everywhere. But he let Maverick out of the fucking saran wrap, and she ends up biting his ear off. Fucking ridiculous. She bit off Maverick's ear, And then she ends up killing Mark with an axe. And the last thing Mark says is, "I love you," before he dies. And Ash is a fucking wreck because, well, she killed the only guy that really cared about her and all this stuff. And end scene, fade to black. That's it. That's how it ends. I think we can just go into it at this point because it's a pretty good movie. You're going to want to check it out. I didn't think it was a waste of my time at all. So I'd say we get into this review here. Corey, what do you give Cannibal Mukbang?
So this is going to get a 5 out of 5 for me.
Really?
I loved every second of this. Cannibalism is a tough subject to tackle, but this film absolutely nails it. Mark and Ash have incredible chemistry, and their relationship is what makes the whole movie work. You generally care about both of them, which somehow makes a movie about people eating people weirdly wholesome at times. The score is fantastic, the cinematography is great, and the atmosphere never lets up. My only complaint is that it ended. I wanted more.
You wanted more? Okay.
I was so invested that the runtime flew by, which is a refreshing change for movies that somehow make 90 minutes feel like a prison sentence.
Yeah, well, this is, I think, an hour 45.
Might even be, yeah.
Yeah, might be. I went a little bit of a different approach. We're doing this again.
Did you flip?
It's not like I gave him a 1 out of 5 or anything like that. I'm going to go with a 4 out of 5 on this one. The gore was great. The story felt unique. The score was awesome. I loved the twists. I'm a big fan of the campy feel behind this movie, and I even love the poster art. It reminds me of like the campy horror movies that you would see at a local video store that's not Blockbuster, like the real campy VHS tapes on display in the horror section. Kind of had that look to it. I have 2 gripes with this that brought the movie down a point. One is, after a while, it did drag on a little bit for me. I did at one point check to see how much time was left, unfortunately. So when that happens to me, it's like, oh, okay, that's kind of a bad sign. It's, maybe you need to kind of wrap up this whole section and move on to like your next fucking plot point. I'm also a little torn on the ending. The final words being, "I love you," is good, but now you kind of have this no real resolution type ending. Sure, he died, and she's probably a mess because she killed him, but she's still going to be around murdering people, and so is Mark's brother. So Mark died basically being a people pleaser. Probably why he says sorry all the time. But otherwise, I enjoyed it. If you want to watch Cannibal Mukbang, you can watch it now on Shudder.
All right, everyone, help out our algorithm by liking, following, and subscribing to us on Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, YouTube, and Slasher. Yes, all of them. No, we're not sorry.
Leave us a 5-star review on every podcast platform you use so strangers can also regret listening to us. Tell your friends, too. Because misery loves company.
Our intro and outro music is courtesy of Andrew Scott Bell. Go listen to him on all major streaming platforms. And if you see Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey on vinyl in the wild, be sure to buy it immediately like a responsible adult.
We're part of the Shining Wizards Network. Wrestling, heavy metal, horror, basically everything your parents warned you about. Go check them out at shiningwizardsnetwork.com.
Visit 30screamsorless.com. to buy some merch.
Want us to review something? Contact us through our website or scream into the void on social media. Same difference.
Also, freshen up your face with Beard Octane and save some money while you're at it. Be sure to use the code 30screams10 at checkout to save 10% off your order because your beard deserves better than neglect and regret. Smell good, look alive, and scare people for the right reasons. I'm Steve.
And I'm Corey.
And thanks for listening to 30 Screams or Less. And don't forget to drink your beans.